demonstrations. The site has become home to a lot of artists, where we do a lot of graffiti art and also metal art, which really pays homage to the iron-making history of the site.
Now, I am trying to remember exactly where... I remember the furnaces operating towards the end of my childhood, and is it Duquesne? Where were they located, or are they located?
They were blast furnaces all throughout the Mon Valley, which the song that was sort of the intro was very nice, because they certainly did go up and down the Mon.
These weren't Homestead, right? I'm trying. The Cary furnaces, though, were they part of Homestead Works?
They were part of Homestead Works, but they were across the river in Swissboro and Rankin borough.
Okay.
So, yeah, but Duquesne certainly had blast furnaces as well. They were called Dorothy there, and they were all named after women, usually women in the family of the iron or steel workers, the iron or steel owners, you know, such as Carnegie, Jones and Lachlan. You know, they would name them after their wives or daughters, mothers, things like that. So Cary is actually located across from Homestead, but it did supply the iron necessary to make steel in Homestead.
And do you know roughly when it stopped operating?
Yes, Cary furnaces actually began in 1884 and then ran all the way until around 1984, so about 100 years. And then Homestead would close subsequently in 1986.
Okay, that matches my memory pretty well, because when I got out of college in 83, one of my first jobs was to evaluate and sort of walk through every U.S. steel mill in the Mon Valley. At the time, I think there were nine. One of which was Cary Furnaces. I'm trying to remember. We had Irvin Works, E.T., Clairton, Duquesne. I'm going to be missing some. National Tube was there at the time. There was quite a list of those. But it was something to see those mills and their history. And most were still operating at the time. I know.
Wow.
I'm missing a few. I can't. Homestead, of course, one of the big ones.
Oh, no, that was pretty good. You pretty much named many of them, you know, in the Mon Valley area. In 1983, well, that was the year I was born. So I actually, you know, remember seeing the mills empty and sort of idle, but never got to see them, you know, sort of in their heyday. So it's great to be able to give tours and, you know, experience what it was like at the blast furnaces there. Very cool place.
Yeah, and they were certainly, for the most part, in their final days, as I had a chance to see them, with the exception of Clairton, Irwin Works, and E.T., which are still going strong. Seeing them. So today, people, can you simply show up, or do you need to register in advance?
Well, it is an open house, so there is no registration. We are inviting everyone from the area who can make it there. There is a free shuttle service running from 12:30 p.m. until 5 o'clock p.m. From the Carnegie Free Library of Swissville on Monongahela Avenue, the Rankin Borough Building on Hawkins Avenue, and also the Braddock's Battlefield History Center on 6th Avenue, I'm sorry, on 6th Street in Braddock. So those are some shuttle spots. If people can't drive in, they can certainly get on the shuttle at those locations, or they can also just stop down and see us at the Cary Blast Furnaces.
So if you go to riversofsteel.com, you'll see that today, open house at the Cary Blast Furnace. I never knew how Cary and Dorothy and those furnaces got their names, so I'm glad you mentioned that. It's today, anytime between 1 and 5 o'clock. Look for Jaquay Edward Carter, historian. He'll be out there. And I'm really glad that we're able to talk about this morning. I know it's a busy day, and I hope it goes well.
Yes, this was great, Larry. Thanks so much for having me, and thanks to everyone there at SLB.
You bet. Our pleasure. Thanks, Jaquay. Take care.
Take care.
That's Jaquay Edward Carter, and we're so grateful to have him with us, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Said, Lordy me, what a sea of space. What a spot to launch the human race. So he built him a boat with a mixed up crew, with eyes of black and brown and blue. And that's how come that you and I got just one world, just one sky. We're in the same boat, brother. Yes, it's the same boat, brother. If you shake one and you're gonna rock the other, it's the same boat, brother. Oh, the boat rolled on through storm and grief, past many a rock and many a reef. What kept them going was the great belief. To navigate, 'cause the human race was special freight. If we didn't want to be in Jonah's shoes, we better be mates on this air cruise. We're in the same boat, brother. Yes, it's the same boat, brother. If you shake one, some time for the crew to learn what's bad for the bow ain't good for the stern. If a hatch takes fire in China Bay, Pearl Harbor's deck's gonna blaze away. 'Cause it's the
same boat, brother.
It's the
same boat, brother.
If you shake
That's Tim O'Brien, song by Lee Robinson and Yip Harburg. The Sound Hound is coming by. So nice to have the Sound Hound laying by my feet last week as I was recovering from pneumonia. The cats let him in. George the Cat and Elroy the Cat and the Sound Hound to make a good trio for the most part. Jim in Crafton Heights, thanks for your note. And let's see, Kel. Kel just came up with the correct answer to this morning's history riddle. Nice work. Also, good morning to Barb in Oakmont. And to you, whether you've checked in or not, it's nice to have you here along with us.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's P-A-I-R.com.
Wow. Is he here? Oh, there he is. The Sound Hound has made his way. And I'm curious, how about you? Let's see if we can figure out the sound together. Got it. Here is the sound. One more time. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Here it is again. 412-200-5975. You can take a guess while we give the Sound Hound a little bit of a drink. We'll let you know how other folks are guessing. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234.
Someone's always leaving here. It's just that kind of place. It's just that kind of world today. You learn to live with loss. The grass is always greener there, just on the other side. The air is always cleaner there, the sky is twice as wide. I'm not the type to argue, I won't say it isn't true. It's just the kind of place for passing through. But a few of us are staying, and it's not a point of choice. It's not we who do the choosing. We are chosen by the place. And West Virginia chose me, sure as my own mother knows me. If I leave you, West Virginia, it don't matter where I roam. I don't know where I'm going, but I know I'm coming home. Tom's in California now, and John's up north in Maine. Will went down to Raleigh, says he won't be back again. Annie's in Chicago, and she likes it by the lake. And even Katie crossed the border, finally made her break. And if I had a dollar for every time I've said goodbye, there's nothing in this world I couldn't buy. But a few of us are staying, and it's not a point of choice.
It's not we who do the choosing. We are chosen by the place. And West Virginia chose me, sure as my own mother knows me. If I leave you, West Virginia, it don't matter where I roam. I don't know where I'm going, but I know I'm coming home.
They say home is where the heart is, and I guess that's true enough. But the heart's a stubborn muscle, and there's no explaining love. I dream of higher mountains and a cottage by the sea.
But West Virginia won't let go of me. But a few of us are staying, and it's not a point of choice. It's not we who do the choosing. We are chosen by the place. And West Virginia chose me, sure as my own mother knows me. If I leave you, West Virginia, it don't matter where I roam. I don't know where I'm going, but I know I'm coming home.
West Virginia chose me, the name of the song. And we're by the missing person soup kitchen gospel quartet, who now goes by the name Bare Bones. Craig in Macon, Georgia is in Nashville this morning. Thanks for the kind words. And Craig mentions the Sound Hound reminds him of a dot matrix printer. Not a printer, good guess. And a grocery store conveyor belt was just guessed by Bill in Homer City. He also thought it might be a printer earlier. Bruce has a guess of laminator. And Victor, you are very close. In fact, if you got just a little bit more specific, you would have it. Here's the sound one more time. Are you ready? Here it is. Oh, Turkey City Arn says it could be a VHS tape going into a VCR. It does have a sound like that. Tommy in Virginia says, how about an old analog copying machine? If this were a copying machine, we'd be breaking the law. How's that for a hint? Linda has a guess of X-ray machine. Not that. She also guessed printer. Fred was able to come up with this. Good morning, Fred.
Morning, Larry.
Did you know this right away? Is this a sound you've heard a lot of?
Yeah, I knew right away.
This my hint for this would be it's a sound you often hear over and over and over again until you finally give up.
But him add a couple swear words to it.
Yeah. What is it?
It's a dollar bill changer.
It's exactly right. A dollar bill changer.
Like, come on, dollar.
Yeah, you put in that dollar. And if you're lucky, it accepts it. Victor had a guess of a really small scanner. And I suppose that's what it is. But Pudge just got the correct answer, too. Pudge got it. Mrs. Pudge thought it was a copier. Pudge said it was a scanner. Oh, Pudge actually said a vending machine, which will accept. And Russ says it sounds like a scanner. It is a bit of a scanner when it gets to it. I always think of
all day long people feeding a lottery machine.
Yeah. Oh, it does sound like lottery machines do. It's not uncommon now for those machines to take credit cards. Someday I'll bet they'll take fingerprints tied in to our bank accounts, I'm certain of. Well, well done. A charge for you. The Soundhound sends his official props. And here's hoping you have a good day today. Anything special planned? Are you working? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to work.
Well, enjoy.
One of my first duties is to empty the machine.
Oh, emptying one of those is a good thing. so enjoy whatever you find.
Okay, good enough. Take care.
Thanks, Fred. And congratulations if you came up with the correct answer. Turkey City Iron was so close, scanning a photo. They really are scanners. Tommy in Virginia knew it was a bill changer. Pudge came up with the vending machine. And Victor, a really small paper scanner that it is. Thank you, Soundhound. You there, boy? Good job. We'll give the Soundhound a little bit of kibble. And we'll look for him next week. Thanks, boy.
She took a dollar bill from her wallet. She picked up a ballpoint pen. She wrote down the words, "I love you," next to the picture of George Washington. She took the dollar bill to the grocery store. She bought herself a chocolate cake. She gave the dollar bill to the grocery man and she went back home to wait. The grocery store man gave the dollar bill to a fat guy from Baton Rouge. He spent the bill at the hardware store on a box of flat top screws. The hardware store gave the dollar bill to a customer named Clive, who, by the way, is the son of one of the original Dave Clark Five. He spent the bill at the laundromat. They gave it to a lady named Fran. Fran's youngest son stole the bill from her purse and went to see Wayne's World 2 again. The movie theater guy spent the dollar bill on a subway ride uptown. And 5 minutes later, the bill was in the pocket of a gambling man named Brown. Now Brown blew the bill in a poker game. He was fishing for an inside straight. The bill went home with a man named Jones who was sitting on a pair of eights. Jones took the bill to the savings bank. The teller's name was Dan. Dan gave the bill to, oh my God, Rabbi Finkelman. I'm with you all the time. I can hear you loud and clear. Give a tug along the line and you know I will be there. Anyway, the rabbi spent the bill on a ham and cheese to go. They gave the bill to a guy named Phil who gave it to his best friend Joe. Now Joe had planned to spend it on some flowers for his bride. But he was mugged by a junkie named Doug in the parking lot outside. Doug's old lady spent the bill on a couple of cans of beer. She eventually becomes a very important poet, but that don't matter here. The liquor store guy put the dollar bill in his register, but then Doug the junkie said, "Stick him up," and the bill was his again. He gave the bill to a girl named Jill, who gave it to a lady named Flo. She gave the bill to a real short guy whose name I do not know. He gave the bill to another short guy who gave it to a guy named Jake. Jake took the bill to the barn grill and bought himself a sirloin steak. Well, later that day, I happened to say, "Think I'll stop by the bar and grill." The barman counted out my change and he handed me the dollar bill. Well, I ran to the phone and I dialed up her number as fast as my fingers could do. I said, "Baby, I just got your message, and baby, I love you too. I'm with you all the time. I can hear you loud and clear. Give a tug along the line and you know I will be there. Honey, you don't need no dime. You don't need no subway fare. Give a tug along the line and you know I will be there. I'm with you."
but a $2 bill. $2 bill, and boy, it's a $2 bill. Lost all my money, but a $2 bill. Half of my long journey home. It's cloudy in the east and looks like rain. Looks like rain, boys, looks like rain. Cloudy in the east and looks like rain. I'm on my long journey home. Lost all my money but a $2 bill. $2 bill, boys, $2 bill. Lost all my money but a $2 bill. I'm on my long journey home.
Mashville Brigade and $2 Bill. And before that, Livingston Taylor and his version of the Dollar Bill song. You know, I was going to say how much of a pleasure it is to be able to have two people on the air at the same time via phone. But way back in the late 70s, I can remember when we would put as many as four people on the air at the same time using old analog telephone technology. We could do that today too if we wanted to. It might be fun. It's good to have these two though, and please join me now as we welcome Susan and Stephen Hawkins of Vocal Confluence. Will take roll call first. Susan, is that you?
That is me, Larry. Good morning.
Good morning. And let's look for Steve over here. Is that you, Steve?
Oh, yes. I'm on, too.
There you are. I'm glad you're with us. I know it's a very busy weekend. Together Again is a mixed choral experience. Mixed barbershop harmony style. Chorus is together, is one chorus, right? And you'll be at the First Presbyterian Church of Edgewood tonight and tomorrow. Tell us a little bit about how this chorus came together. Usually it's just all guys or all women, but it's neat to have a mixed group.
Well, I'm going to take that one on, Larry. Vocal Confluence is the performing a cappella chorus of the Pittsburgh Metro chapter of the Barbershop Harmony Society, which is the name of the old Spodebskoe Society. But we had to have an easier name to remember.
Yes, easier than the Society for the Preservation and Encouragement of Barbershop Quartets Music, I think.
Singing in America. But yes, that one. In June of 2018, the Barbershop Harmony Society decided to, after 70-some years as an all-men's organization, to welcome everyone and anyone as full members. And the Pittsburgh Metro chapter voted very soon after to follow suit, and we started a mixed chorus in addition to the men's to see what would happen. It was successful, and then COVID hit, and then for many reasons, as of January 1 of this year, we combined both the men's and the mixed into one mixed ensemble. It's open to all gender identities. Anyone and everyone is most welcome to join. And you mentioned First Presbyterian Church. That is also the location where we practice every Monday evening at 7, and everyone is welcome. So that's who we are. We're now a single mixed. We're Vocal Confluence. Period.
Well, that's a nice result, I think, to be able to have a group that sings together in harmony, truly. And what is the program bill like? Are they identical for today and tomorrow, or are the shows a little different?
They are, and I'll throw it over to Sue. Yeah.
So, Larry, it's a very varied concert program. And it is nearly identical, except that we have several different chapter quartets who will be singing. And there's a slightly different group of quartets on Saturday than Sunday. That's due to work conflict of one of the members. So you will hear things like the theme from the Partridge Family show, a song by the Turtles, a Billy Joel song, a Simon and Garfunkel song, a Charlie Chaplin song, a Disney movie song, and a Louis Prima swing tune.
Wow.
So we are nothing if not varied, and people work really hard to produce beautiful music.
I'm curious, is that sweet little bird going to be coming along? I hear that bird outside, which... almost sounds like a peacock.
Well, it's a COVID bird feeder, which I have fallen in love with. So we have doves and blue jays and cardinals and lots of little unidentifiable small gray birds.
Oh, that's nice. That might be a blue jay. And you two had COVID. You had mentioned to me in an email earlier, and I hope you're feeling better.
We both are, which is wonderful. And, you know, this is so important to us that our main job in life has been to be well enough to sing because we love it that much.
Well, this is all happening. Admission is free, but donations are welcome. First Presbyterian Church of Edgewood tonight, August 20th at 7:30. And then again tomorrow at 3 o'clock, August 21st, Sunday. And it sounds like a great show. It truly does. For folks who might not be able to make it but might want to follow your activities or maybe even get involved in singing with Vocal Confluence, what's the best way to get in touch?
Well, we have a website.
Go ahead,
Susan.
I should be directing you, Susan. I'll give that to you.
Thank you so much. We have a website with all the information you could possibly want and links to hearing us sing, all the information about membership, all the information about where we rehearse. I believe we do every social media possible. We have a lot of young people, which is unusual, and a change in the barbershop world. All of our newest members have been in their 20s and 30s, people who just relocated to Pittsburgh and were looking for a singing opportunity. So they are savvy with all the social media. So if somebody just searches Vocal Confluence, they will find us easily.
Oh, it's good to know the tradition will continue. And it's great when you have a mix of folks. Well, here's hoping you have a great show tonight and tomorrow. I'm glad the show's taking place. Anything else either of you wanted to add, Steve?
I'll jump in. The chorus, 18 of us, just a couple of weeks ago, attended essentially barbershop summer camp for a week. It's a tradition in the society. This is the 52nd year they're doing this. So we traveled to New Orleans, and our chorus got coached several hours a day all week long. So we are just really ready for this concert.
Sounds good. Susan, any additional words from you?
Yes, for people who would like to know this information, the chorus will be masked.
It looks like we just lost Susan, but Steve, you're still here. The chorus?
Yeah.
She was starting to say about the chorus?
Yeah, we're instructed that due to the situation in Allegheny County, the chorus will be performing with masks, and we strongly recommend that people who come to the concert mask as well. Hate to do it, but that's life.
No, you want to be safe, and that's for sure. Well, here's to a good show. Please give my thanks to Susan. And thanks to you, Steve. It's good to have you both here. Susan and Steve Hawkins of Vocal Confluence together again. Takes place at First Presbyterian Church of Edgewood tonight at 7:30, Saturday, August 20th, and tomorrow, August 21st, at 3 o'clock. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio.
There is an end to everything. The breath we take and the songs we sing and the last note rings and dies away. But the song stays sung till the end of days. And all we do may be undone, but love stays loved and song stays sung. Love stays loved and song stays sung. And astronomers could never chart the constellations of the heart. For lovers part and lovers pine, but the love stays loved till the end of time. And all we do may be undone, but love stays loved and song stays sung. Love stays loved and song stays sung. And every life is a brief bright spark that dies and seems to leave no mark. So we curse the dark and we mourn the flame, but the things it showed us still remain. And all we do may be undone, but love stays loved and song stays sung. Love stays loved and song stays sung.
And I've been told that we are made of dust cast off when stars decay,
and the bodies fade that once were ours. But the dust goes on to make new stars. And all we do may be undone, but love stays loved and stays.
song stays sung. Love stays loved and song stays sung.
Zoe Mulford and Windborn with a tune called Songs Stay Sung. Get ready. It's our upfront puzzle, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Before that, a quick note that we have a number of open houses coming up where you can get free tours of our new facilities. The first one scheduled is September 20th from 4 to 7 o'clock. That's a Tuesday. Hands-on tours and fun in our new Youth Media Center. On Saturday, September 24th, between 11 and 2, you can attend our live broadcast and also tour our production facilities. That's Saturday, September 24th from 11 to 2. Monday, October 3rd, 11 to 2. And Wednesday, October 12th from 4 to 7 o'clock are also times you can come see us. We'll list these all on social media and on our website at slbradio.org, but I wanted to give you a heads up this morning about those events that are coming up so that you can take part in them if you care to.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Now it is time for us to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our upfront puzzle. Can you tell us what one word comes before these three? Box, breaker, and cap. Box, breaker, and cap. One word naturally comes before those three: box, breaker, and cap. Take a guess at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. We'd love to have you join us on the radio. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Box, breaker, and cap. What comes before them? Here are the Dillards at SLP.
Out in the universe, the air is dark and cold. Up in the heavens, streets are paved with gold, or so I'm told. But I don't know. I'm just an Earthman, stuck here on the ground, the same as you. Down inside the trenches, passing through, getting by like all us Earthmen do, while looking for a bit of love and truth. I'm just an Earthman, like you. I never seem to leave this planet anymore. I know I'll never see Orion's distant shore, now or again. So I'll pretend. I'll go on living as others have before, using up my moments till I don't have any more. For that's the way cosmos plays. I'm just an Earthman, stuck here on the ground, the same as you. Down inside the trenches, passing through, getting by like all us Earthmen do, while looking for a bit of love and truth. I'm just an earthman like you. I'm just an earthman, stuck here on the ground, the same as you. Down inside the trenches, passing through, getting by like all us earthmen do, while looking for a bit of love and truth. I'm just an earthman like you. Out in the universe, the air is dark and cold. Up in the heavens, the streets are paved with gold, or so I'm told. But I don't know.
The Dillards. From the album Old Road, New Again. Bill just got the correct answer. Bill in Homer City. I spoke with him moments ago on the telephone. Well done, Bill. A correct answer from Mike and Mars and Jim in Crafton Heights. Mike gave some additional clues. We asked you for the word that precedes these. What precedes box, breaker, and cap. And Michael suggested we add cream, cube, and pick to that list. Any ideas? 412-200-5975. By the way, we are going to share birthdays that I should have mentioned on the radio last week, but could not since I wasn't here. And we'll mention those coming up in the week ahead, too. And because there's so many of them, we'll be starting that fairly soon. Turkey City Arn just got the correct answer. Well done. And Ross in Kang, North Carolina, got it. He said E could be a clue. Or maybe a ball could be a clue. He also gave storm. And Berg, we could add the word capade. Well done, Russ. And Bruce says the additional clues helped. He came up with it. The word we were looking for, did you get it? Ice, I-C-E, ice. And I was yesterday years old when I realized that icecapades was a play on word with escapades. At least I think, right? Remember they always had the icecapades where people would come and skate and perform on ice. And they always called them icecapades. I think they still do, and I never really thought about it before, but that had to be a play on words with escapades, right? Yeah, Yes, the word capade. Is defined in combination with ice. Well, in any event, congratulations. If you came up with ice, that's the word we were looking for this morning. Ice. And in a moment, we'll celebrate birthdays. The next hour, we will have another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now we had a request for this Steve Goodman song.
By the shores of old Lake Michigan, where the hawk wind blows so cold, an old Cub fan lay dying in his midnight hour, the toll. Round his bed his friends had all gathered. They knew his time was short. On his head they put this bright blue cap from his all-time favorite sport. Told him it's late, it's getting dark in here, and I know it's time to go. But before I leave the lineup, boys, there's just one thing that I'd like to know. Do they still play the blues in Chicago when baseball season rolls around? When the snow melts away, do the Cubbies still play in their ivy-covered burial ground? When I was a boy, they were my pride and joy, but now they only bring fatigue to the home of the brave, the land of the free, the doormat of the National League. Told his friends, you know the law of averages says anything will happen that can. That's what it says. But the last time the Cubs won a National League pennant was the year we dropped the bomb on Japan. The Cubs made me a criminal, sent me down a wayward path. They stole my youth from me. I'd forsake my teachers to go sit in the bleachers in flagrant truancy. And then one thing led to another, and soon I discovered alcohol, gambling, dope, football, hockey, lacrosse, tennis. But what do you expect when you raise up a young boy's hopes and then just crush them like so many paper beer cups? Year after year after year, after year after year after year after year after year. So those hopes are just so much popcorn for the pigeons beneath the L tracks to eat. He said, you know, I'll never see Wrigley Field anymore before my eternal rest. So if you have your pencils and your scorecards ready, I'll read you my last request. He said, give me a doubleheader funeral in Wrigley Field on some sunny weekend day, no lights. Have the organ play the national anthem, and then a little na-na-na-na, hey, 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 goodbye. Make six bullpen pitchers carry my coffin, and six groundskeepers clear my path. Have the umpires bark me out at every base in all their holy wrath. It's a beautiful day for a funeral. Hey, Ernie, let's play too. Somebody go get Jack Brickhouse to come back and conduct just one more interview. Have the Cubbies run right out into the middle of the field. Have Keith Moreland drop a routine fly. Give everybody two bags of peanuts and a frosty malt, and I'll be ready to die. Build a big fire on home plate out of your Louisville Slugger baseball bats and toss my coffin in. Let my ashes blow in a beautiful snow from the prevailing 30-mile-an-hour southwest wind. And when my last remains go flying over the left field wall, we'll bid the bleacher bums adieu. And I will come to my final resting place out on Waveland Avenue. Thank you. The Dying Man's friends told him to cut it out. They said, stop it, that's an awful shame. He whispered, don't cry, we'll meet by and by near the Heavenly Hall of Fame. He said, I've got season's tickets to watch the Angels now. That's just what I'm gonna do. He said, but you, the living, you're stuck here with the Cubs. So it's me to feel sorry for you. And he said, oh, play that Lonesome Losers tune. That's the one I like the best. Closed his eyes and slipped away. Scotty, it was the Dying Cub fan's last request. So here it is. Do they still play the blues in Chicago? When baseball season rolls around, when the snow melts away, do the Cubbies still play in their ivy cup with their yo-brown? When I was a boy, they were my pride and joy, but now they're only bring fatigue to the home of the brave.
Steve Goodman at the Saturday Light Brigade. And a Dying Cub fan's last request. By request, I hope you enjoyed that. Ernie wanted to hear that. A lot of birthdays to pass along now. Here are ones we missed from last week. August 13th, Russ of Sealing Oval, Sean Kovac, Michael from the Makita family, an extended family. Dan from Anne Elizabeth of Bethel Park, from Mom Amy. And Everly of Rochester, Pennsylvania, from Rob and Amanda. And on the 14th, Julie from Grandma and Grandpa, Lorraine and Ed, Joshua from Teresa and family, Sean from Susan, Ian and Madeline, Tanya of the South Side, Christina, and an anniversary for Joe and Brandon on the 14th. On the 15th, we have Nate of Dormont, Ryan of Canfield, Ohio, from your extended family, Mark of Upper St. Clair, Nikki, Colin of Dormont, and our pal Chris Moore, the Moore of Pittsburgh, on August 15th. On the 16th, Laura from your family in Bethel Park, Marge of Brookline, Matthew of Avalon, Chloe of Penn Hills, and Rich in Leechburg. On the 17th, Lauren of Shaler. Last Thursday, it was Leah of Squirrel Hill, Joey of Springdale, Teddy from the Condrich family, Jude of Okinawa, Japan, from Grandma and Grandpa, John and Addie of East Deer, and Mom and Dad and James and Seth and Cora. Also last week on the 18th, Aubrey was her name, of Brighton Heights. On the 19th, just yesterday, Taylor of Mount Washington, Janice of Ford City, Nico of Strabane, Fenway of Monongahela, Emily of Newcastle, Zach of Upper St. Clair, Santiago of Mount Lebanon, Noah of Monroeville, Heather of Berkeley Hills from the Leubold family, Caleb and Lisa in Regent Square. We'll celebrate birthdays taking place today and in the week ahead, coming up shortly. Meanwhile, don't forget, it's easy to celebrate together.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org. or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, PA 15233.
include the birthday person's postal address, and we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Life Brigade birthday card hand-delivered to their door by a uniformed governmental employee.
My baby walking down the street, meeting everybody but the chief police. You gotta step it up and go. Yeah, go. Well, you can't stand still, I swear. You gotta step it up and go. We were shooting dice, money on the floor. Up come the law and knocked on the door. You gotta step it up and go. Yeah, go. Well, you can't stand still, I swear. You gotta step it up and go. Money on the floor, up come the law and knocked on the door. You gotta step it up and go. Yeah, go. Well, you can't stand still, I swear. You gotta step it up and go. Everybody but the chief police, you gotta step it up and go. Yeah, go. Well, you can't stand still, I swear. You gotta step it up and go. Shooting dice, money on the floor. Up come the law and knock on the door. You gotta step it up and go. Yeah, go. Well, you can't stand still, I swear. You gotta step it up and go.
Warner Williams and Jay Summer Hour, Step It Up and Go. From the album Blues Highway. Now we have birthdays for this week. Today, Ezra of Knox, Pennsylvania, Isaac of Crafton. To our favorite corn dog, it says here, for mom, dad, sister, and brother. Sharon of Brighton Heights. Kirsten of Allegheny, and Tom of Swiss Helm Park. Tomorrow, Jake of Strabane. From Yerma, Nico, and mom and dad, and Hannah of Westview. On the 22nd, we have Sebastian. Happy birthday, Sebastian. From your mom and dad and little brother Nico. Grandpa Ron, your Aunt Amy, the whole crew. Happy birthday to you, Sebastian. Elsa of Miami Beach, from Galadriel and Adam, and Arliana, Abigail, Isabella, Leora, and Eamon. Grammy Barbara of Gibsonia, from Frank, Olivia of Peters, Kate of Wilmington. and Shane of Beachview. On the 23rd, we have Noah of Indiana. Our own Robert Gray with a milestone birthday. Happy birthday, Rob. Emma from Grandma Linda and Grandpa Fred on the 23rd. Also Tracy of East Liberty from Kim and Homewood. And Annie of Freedom from the Bubs. On the 24th, we have Jill from Frank, John from Stacy, Caitlin of Shaler, Roseanne of Ligonier, and Becca of Upper St. Clair from your family. On the 25th, we have Olivia of Allison Park, Terry of Greensburg, Allie of Baldwin, and Ava of Penn Hills. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU-PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Betsy, going round the mountain to a lead. If I never see you no more, do Lord remember me. The first time I seen Charming Betsy, want everything that you see. Last time I seen Charming Betsy, she wearing that ball and chain. Yes, I'm going round the mountain, Charming Betsy, going round the mountain to a lee. If I never see her no more, do Lord remember me.
Bully can't be found. I'm looking for that bully, lay me down.